A setback for the Biden administration. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The federal appeals court has rejected President Biden's bid to reinstate his student debt relief plan, declining to put on hold a Texas judge's ruling that said the plan to cancel hundreds of billions of dollars in student loan debt was unlawful. The White House pressing the Senate to pass a measure that would avert a rail shutdown if the House passed the bill this afternoon.
A rail shutdown would have a grinding effect on our economy.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the bill would require at least 60 votes to advance in the Senate, but lawmakers from both sides are expressing concerns about congressional intervention. Parts of the South are cleaning up after strong storms last night that produced multiple tornadoes.
A harrowing outbreak of severe weather across the South, with lightning lighting the sky and trains of storms spawning twisters. From Tuesday afternoon and into the night, more than 30 reports of damaging winds above 58 miles per hour, reports of hail the size of golf balls and limes, and 25 at least reports of tornadoes. The majority of the tornadoes were reported in Mississippi and Alabama. The Montgomery County Emergency Management Director confirmed that two people in Alabama died after a tornado ripped through the area in the early morning hours.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon in Bassfield, Mississippi. The U.S. Virgin Islands has reached a settlement with the estate of a disgraced financier.
Jeffrey Epstein's estate agreeing to pay $105 million to the government of the U.S. Virgin Islands, ending a nearly three-year battle in which officials tried to hold Epstein accountable after he was accused of sexually abusing dozens of underage girls on two small islands he owned. The estate also agreeing to pay half of the proceeds from the sale of Little St. James Island, where Epstein built a home in which authorities say many of his crimes took place.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. The estate will also pay $450,000 to repair environmental damage on Great St. James. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the most popular voices of 1970s rock and roll has been silenced.
Christine McVie, the co-lead vocalist and keyboardist of Fleetwood Mac, has died at the age of 79 after a short illness. Her family revealed the news in a statement which read, "She was a revered musician who was loved universally." The singer, whose name was Christine Perfect, was already a charted artist in England when she married bassist John McVie and joined Fleetwood Mac.
Fox's Michelle Polino. During the band's peak commercial years, Fleetwood Mac sold tens of millions of albums. Her breakup with John McVie, along with the split of Nicks and Buckingham, was famously documented on the 1977 release of Rumors, among the best-selling albums of all time. New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries has been elected House Democratic leader and will become the first Black American to lead a major political party in Congress. Investors getting a sign of economic resilience in the latest update on the GDP.
The country's gross domestic product grew more than first estimated. According to updated figures, the third quarter GDP of the U.S. grew at an annual rate of 2.9%, up from the 2.6% rate in the preliminary reading issued last month. This seems to indicate the U.S. is on track to expand again as the year draws to a close, but estimates vary from as much as 4% to less than 1%. The figures are adjusted for inflation. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Federal appeals court has reinstated a lawsuit brought by a former University of Connecticut women's soccer player who lost her scholarship after she made an obscene gesture to a television camera as the team celebrated winning a conference championship. The ruling overturns part of a 2020 decision by a lower court judge against Doriana Rodwan, who tossed her suit after deciding she hadn't proven her treatment was discriminatory. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.